If you'd like to get in touch with the programme, email chris@thenakedscientist.com or you can tweet @NakedScientist. We're actually asking you to tweet in and tell us what it is that you're cooking up for dinner, because we're talking about the science of sustainable living and food specifically this week. In a little while, we'll hear about how we move things around the country on freight. We'll also hear about the refrigeration costs incurred in storing food and whether that's worth it. But first, let's talk to Julian Cotty, who is from Good Food Oxford. And Julian actually has been at a conference in Cambridge this week where they've been discussing these very issues. Hello, Julian.
Hi there.
First of all, what is Good Food Oxford?
Good Food Oxford is part of the UK Sustainable Food Cities Network. So it's our contribution as a city to creating a more sustainable food system, starting with businesses and organisations and citizens in our own town.
So why wouldn't food be sustainable?
Well, we know now that the food system as a whole is a major contributor towards greenhouse gas emissions globally. So something like 20 to 30%, depending on how you measure, of total global greenhouse gas emissions come from the food system. That's all the way through from production to processing to transport to even cooking in our own kitchens and industrially, and waste and the end of life of that food system. So it's a pretty major bit of the emissions total. And there's also a whole load of other associated environmental costs on land, water and energy, as well as impacts on biodiversity. So it's really one of the main impacts that we as human beings have on the planet.
But at the same time, we have to eat. So are we not therefore obliged to have some kind of food footprint, regardless of what we choose to eat?
That's absolutely true. Yeah, everything we eat, it has to be produced somewhere. It has to take up some piece of land that needs water to grow. And there are other inputs into that system that have impacts globally, but the choices that we make about what we eat have a huge impact on what that footprint is.
Well, I've been shopping. I've got my shopping bag here. So I'm just going to pull a few things out of my weekly shop, and I thought you could perhaps tell me whether I get sort of nul point or whether actually I've made a good choice. Okay, so first thing I've got in here, because I'm lazy, I have a bag of salad. Is that a good food choice or a bad food choice?
On the face of it, this seems like a pretty good choice, because salad growing is mostly probably done in this country or in Europe, so it's not been transported a vast distance. The land and energy and greenhouse gas footprint of that product is also not huge, so ticks there. One thing that might concern us about your choice of salad is an issue that's been in the press a lot recently about waste. Now, globally, around a third of food that's produced is wasted, and the figure for things like salad is even higher than that. And Tesco last year published the first UK supermarket actually to publish their food waste figures, and they revealed that about 68% of all the salad that is produced for them is wasted. More is wasted than actually is getting eaten, and that in itself fits into a bigger issue of food waste within the system.
And Julian, I promise to eat all of this bag of salad. Okay. The next item in my bag, okay, I've got some pork cutlets in here. I don't know where they've come from, but they do have a tractor, so they look like they're presumably homegrown.
A red tractor?
Yes.
That's a British production.
So is that good or bad?
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, we've learned recently that actually the impact of transporting our food may not have quite as big an impact as we thought in the past, but it's still a good idea to eat from as close as possible. So that's pretty good. That is, and obviously supports the UK economy, et cetera. And we've always got to think about these other things as well as environmental impacts. But generally, meat is one of the biggest contributors to greenhouse gas emissions, especially lamb and beef, because they're ruminant animals and they release a lot of methane, which is a very potent greenhouse gas. So pork may be a little bit better on that count, because they're not ruminants.
I'm redeeming myself mildly. So given that we've identified these problems and my shopping bag is not blameless, what can we actually do? What are you trying to do in Oxford, for example, that we could also mirror in other cities, which will reduce the impact of what goes into our shopping bags?
What we're trying to do, first of all, is to work out what the current situation is in a city like Oxford, because the food system is quite complicated. There are lots of interactions. And obviously, as I was saying, we have to think not just about our environmental impact, but also all the other parts of our economy, the impacts on equity in the food chain, about our food culture and what's tasty. We've got to think about all those things linked together. So what we're trying to do is get a handle on that by doing a process called food printing, which is food footprinting, basically, to work out where in the system most of the impacts are coming from, and therefore where we can make the best impact, where we can put our resources to best use.
And hopefully ultimately inform the consumer, which I hope will then lead to their changing their behaviour. Julian, thank you very much. That's Julian Cotty. He's from Good Food Oxford.